This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Turf Grass Council of North Carolina. This episode is sponsored in part by BuySod, world-class service on demand. Visit us online at www.buysod.com. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode, we feature an article titled Turf Resources in North Carolina, Part 1, NC State's Turf Diagnostic Lab. In this series, we're highlighting the resources that help turf grass professionals work efficiently and respond quickly to the challenges of turf management. If you have a turf disease problem and don't know what it is, this resource is exactly what you need. Accurate diagnosis of a disease is a critical first step in controlling it quickly and economically. The NC State University Turf Diagnostic Lab specializes in rapid and accurate diagnosis of turf grass diseases and other problems for professionals and property owners. The NC State Turf Diagnostic Lab is housed within Dr. Jim Kern's lab and is managed by Lee Butler in the Department of Entomology and Plant Pathology at NC State University. Lee is a well-known and respected diagnostician that has helped countless turf grass managers in North Carolina and beyond. His work is a tremendous benefit to the turf industry and one professionals should recognize and take advantage of when dealing with turf diseases. To use the services of the lab, you'll first need to collect and submit a sample. Sample submission guidelines. Sample forms must be filled out online using our database, NCSU Plant Disease and Insect Clinic Database. If you have submitted samples in the past, you should already have an account set up. Your username is your email address. There is an oops, I forgot my email address or password option at login if needed. Sample entry tips. When entering contact information, keep these designations in mind. Client, grower, golf course superintendent, homeowner, field manager, sod farmer, etc. Agent, NC Cooperative Extension Agents. Consultant, landscaper, sales or company rep, agronomist consultant, etc. Other, anyone else you want to add on the sample that will see the report. Always check our database for your name, your sales rep's name, etc. before creating another account for yourself or that person. All you need to do is type your or their name or part of your or their name in the entry field, and it will auto-populate if already in our system. We require photos with all submissions, and you can upload those with your entry in the database. You can also upload files such as spray records, soil test reports, nematode reports, etc. We will not process your samples until we have photos. This allows us to understand exactly what the symptoms are and increase our accuracy during the diagnostic process. Photos from standing height, looking out across the turf, are ideal. Up-close photos or those looking straight down at the ground typically aren't useful unless they clearly show something unique. Alternatively, you can email images directly to me at elbutler@ncsu.edu if needed. Keep image file size below 3 megabytes each and send individually to be certain they make their way through. Samples should be completely wrapped in aluminum foil, double Ziploc bagged, out of state only, and shipped overnight to the following address: NC State Turf Diagnostics Lab, attention, Lee Butler, 1575 Varsity Drive, Module 6, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27606, phone number 919-513-3878. Shipping guidelines. If possible, avoid using the United States Postal Service. Our clients have had too many issues with timely deliveries. FedEx, UPS, etc. have all done fine delivering on time. Tracking numbers are useful to our lab when planning, coordinating our time in the lab. Please do not request a signature upon delivery, as for this will likely result in delays. Tracking numbers should be emailed to Lee Butler at elbutler@ncsu.edu. If you would like to drop off samples in person, please coordinate your drop with Lee Butler via email, elbutler@ncsu.edu. Final checklist. Have you entered information online? Uploaded photos? Failure to complete both items above will result in delayed service. Please take the time to fill in as much information as possible to help ensure an accurate diagnosis. A video guide is available on our website for proper sample collection. However, be sure you collect your samples along the margin of damage. Ideal samples are 50% damaged and 50% healthy and no deeper than the root system. Shake off excess soil to reduce shipping costs. Fees are applied per problem. Please send at least 2, but no more than 4, samples per problem. If you would like to send multiple problems, then you will need to enter them separately in the database. If you are unsure, please contact us for assistance. For all resources associated with this article, check out our show notes. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. Thank you to our sponsors, including BuySod, world-class service on demand. Visit us online at www.buysod.com. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.